So as you might expect, as with COVID, is the impacts differ dramatically across the country. And before turning to the discussion about region, I want to emphasize one other key component of this is that the main impact of COVID has been on decreasing people's employment opportunities. And this is something that I think we really, I'm not going to take a position on the wisdom or non-wisdom of lockdowns, but we, one thing we have to remember is that it's the most vulnerable amongst us. In other words, those who are working in low-wage jobs who have to go to work and no longer can do so. So there's been a projected 6.6 percentage point increase in unemployment, which is a huge increase in unemployment given that we were at record low rates of unemployment prior to COVID. So we predicted that. But it's just like the impacts of COVID haven't been similar across the population. Same to it hasn't been consistent across regions. So for example, in parts of the country whereby we have large service sectors, is you're gonna find much larger increases in food insecurity than in other areas. As an example is, you know, something like Clark County, which has Las Vegas and Nevada, or Atlantic County, which has Atlantic City and New Jersey, has sharp increases. And there's a lot of, for that matter, rural areas that are heavily dependent upon tourism. And, you know, the entire last summer, they lost out on, you know, basically a lot of business.
And what about here in Illinois? Did you notice any regional differences in food insecurity rates within the state?
There are some sharp disparities across our state over two main dimensions. Is the first is that in many of our southern counties in Illinois have much higher rates of food insecurity, and some of the counties around St. Louis also have higher rates of food insecurity. Okay. So that's the first thing I want to emphasize, is that we saw this variation by county. Another thing to point out, and I've been talking a lot about this recently, is that if you look at Cook County, which has a long history of segregation and racial discrimination, we looked at this, and what you see in Chicago, it's amazing, is that for all those zip codes that are 10 percentage points or higher than the average in Cook County, every single one of them is majority Black. Every single one. And there's only a few majority Black zip codes with lower than average food insecurity rates.
What do you think are some of the implications here of this study?
The first implication of this is areas that were already hard hit with high rates of food insecurity continue to see high rates of food insecurity. So in that sense, that hasn't changed. It's still the case is that, you know, I think Mississippi, I think if I recall correctly, has the highest rate of food insecurity in the United States. It has the highest rate after COVID. The second implication, and something I've been saying more and more when I'm giving interviews for different groups, is this solution to these problems are easy. I mean, we have this incredible program called Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly known as the Food Stamp Program. And others and myself have written so many papers about, you know, that if we were to A, increase the maximum benefit level to individuals, and B, expand eligibility into the program, we could see huge reductions in food insecurity across our country. So, you know, on the one implication from all this I keep on saying is this is, you know, there are some challenges that we face in our society, you know, finding a vaccine for COVID or something. Well, there's an easy solution to food insecurity in our society, expand SNAP in terms of eligibility and benefit levels. So that's this implication that we're talking a lot more about lately. I really think that if we have the will to address food insecurity in the United States, it's an easy solution.